A sudden jolt shakes the ground beneath them. They sit up with a start, rubbing their eyes in confusion. That's when they see her Terminatrix standing tall and imposing before them. But what catches their attention is not just her cyborg physique, but her uncanny resemblance to Louise, Carl's dearly departed wife. The Terminatrix's gaze is fixed on Carl, her expression almost wistful. "Carl," she says, her voice low and husky. It's been a long time. Carl's eyes widen in shock as he takes in the sight of his dead wife reincarnated as a cyborg assassin. The others stare at him, unsure what to make of this bizarre situation. The Terminatrix steps closer, her gaze never leaving Carl's face. "I'm here to help you, Carl," she says. "You and your friends have been chosen for a special task." Darren raises an eyebrow. "What kind of task?" The Terminatrix smiles, her eyes glinting with a hint of mischief. "One that requires great skill, cunning, and bravery. Are you up for the challenge, Carl?" Carl's face is a mask of confusion, but he nods slowly. "I'll do it." As the friends confer, the Terminatrix watches them with an air of detachment. She seems familiar yet distant, as if she knows secrets about Carl that no one else does. As the friends discuss their options, the Terminatrix's eyes flicker with an unreadable intensity. Suddenly, she raises her hand, and a holographic display materializes before them. "Time is running out," she says, her voice dripping with urgency. "You have 48 hours to complete the task. Failure will result in unpleasant consequences." The hologram displays a cryptic message. "Find the Eye of Providence. Claim it as your own. The world's fate hangs in the balance." The friends exchange skeptical glances. What does this even mean? And what kind of task requires them to find some mystical artifact? As they ponder their next move, the Terminatrix vanishes into thin air, leaving behind a small, intricately carved box with a single instruction: "Open at your own risk." The friends look at each other uncertainly, wondering what to do next. "Hey, I think we should open it," Darren says, his curiosity getting the better of him. "But what if it's some kind of trap?" Quart asks, her brow furrowed with concern. "I don't know, but I think we have to be careful about this," Dooley says, his 8-pack rippling as he flexes his muscles. Carl shrugs. "I'm game for whatever. Let's just open it and see what happens." The friends carefully open the box, revealing a small glowing crystal nestled in a bed of black velvet. The crystal pulses with an otherworldly energy, and they can feel its power coursing through their veins. "This is some kind of artifact," Quad says, her eyes fixed on the crystal. "I think it's the Eye of Providence," Darren says, his voice filled with awe. As soon as he says this, the room begins to shake and tremble. The friends stumble backward, trying to regain their balance. The walls begin to close in on them, and they realize that they have triggered some kind of ancient trap. "We have to get out of here," Carl yells, grabbing his friends and pulling them toward the exit. As they run through the maze-like corridors, they can feel the Eye's power coursing through their veins. They stumble upon a hidden room filled with ancient artifacts and scrolls, and they realize that this is some kind of temple dedicated to the Eye. Suddenly, the door slams shut behind them, trapping them inside. The friends look at each other in panic, realizing that they are now trapped. "What do we do?" Quad asks, her voice trembling with fear. "I don't know," Darren says, his eyes scanning the room frantically. Carl shrugs. "We'll figure something out. We have to." As they stand there, frozen in terror, a voice booms from above them. "Welcome, mortals," it says. "You have been chosen for this great honor." The friends look up to see a giant, ancient statue of the Eye of Providence staring down at them. "You will face 3 trials," the statue says. "If you succeed, you will be granted your deepest desire. But if you fail..." Carl's trial, the joint inhaling challenge, as Carl steps forward, the statue reveals that his deepest desire is to inhale an entire jar of joints. "Yes, you read that right. The challenge is to consume a specific number of joints within a set time frame without any external assistance. This could be a challenge that requires him to have a strong lung capacity, good coordination, and a steady hand or mouth." The statue has presented Carl with the rules. Carl must smoke exactly 50 joints within 10 minutes. Each joint must be smoked completely, leaving no residue or ash behind. The joints will be presented to him one by one, and he cannot touch them or manipulate the jar in any way. Carl's friends, Julie and Darren, look on nervously as Carl takes his first drag. Will he succeed in this challenging trial, or will the effects of the marijuana catch up with him? Carl has successfully completed the first trial, the joint inhaling challenge. He's feeling good, relaxed, and confident. His friends, Julie and Darren, are impressed by his ability to smoke 50 joints in under 10 minutes. As they move on to the next challenge, Carl is already thinking about how he can apply his newfound skills to future trials. He's feeling like a true cannabis connoisseur, with a deep appreciation for the art of joint rolling and the joy of sharing it with friends. The next trial, Julie's delectable dilemma, the statue reveals that the next challenge is Julie's trial, which involves eating 10 pounds of spicy wings in under an hour. That's right, Julie will have to conquer his taste buds and stomach capacity to succeed. Here are the rules. Julie must eat exactly 10 pounds of spicy wings within 60 minutes. Each wing must be fully consumed, with no visible remains or scraps left behind. The spicy sauce used on the wings is a special blend that will test Julie's tolerance for heat. Julie looks nervous but determined as he takes his first bite. His friends cheer him on, offering words of encouragement and advice. Will Julie be able to handle the intense heat and complete the challenge? As Julie takes on the spicy wing challenge, he's definitely concerned about how it might affect his signature 8-pack abs. In fact, as he starts to eat, he begins to worry that all the extra calories and sugar from the wings might ruin his carefully crafted physique. He starts to think about all the extra sit-ups and crunches he'll have to do to burn off these unwanted calories. But Julie being a determined guy, he decides to power through the discomfort and focus on completing the challenge. He takes a deep breath, grabs another wing, and gets back to work. As the minutes tick by, Julie starts to sweat, but not just from the heat of the wings, his intense concentration is also making him hot under the collar. His friends Carl and Darren are laughing at his predicament, urging him on and offering words of encouragement. It seems like Julie has successfully completed the spicy wing challenge, despite his initial concerns about affecting his 8-pack abs. His friends Carl and Darren are impressed by his determination and ability to power through the discomfort. Now, it's time for Darren to take on his own trial. The statue reveals that Darren must use his swimming ability to swim underwater in a mixture of water and cum, yes, you read that right, for exactly 1 hour. This challenge is designed to test Darren's endurance, agility, and ability to navigate through the thick, sticky liquid. Here are the rules. Darren must swim underwater in the cum-water mixture for exactly 1 hour. He can't touch the sides of the container or the surface above him. He must stay submerged at all times. The cum-water mixture is designed to be challenging to navigate through, with a thickness similar to honey. Darren looks concerned but undaunted as he prepares to take on this unusual challenge. His friends Carl and Julie are watching anxiously from the sidelines, hoping that Darren can complete the trial without any major mishaps. As Darren begins his underwater swim, he uses his incredible swimming skills to navigate through the cum-water mixture. Despite the thickness of the liquid, he effortlessly glides through it, his strokes powerful and precise. His friends Carl and Julie watch in awe as Darren makes quick work of the challenge. However, as Darren approaches the 45-minute mark, he starts to get a bit sloppy, and some of the water cum mixture accidentally enters his mouth. He quickly spits it out, but not before some of the sticky liquid gets stuck to his teeth. His friends burst into laughter at the sight, and even Darren can't help but crack a smile. Despite this minor mishap, Darren is able to complete the challenge with ease, emerging from the water cum mixture after exactly 1 hour. He takes a triumphant pose, cum water dripping from his hair and beard, as his friends congratulate him on his success.